Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 282. Following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 282. I will not be afraid of love today. If I could realize but this today, salvation would be reached for all the world. This, the decision not to be insane, and to accept myself as God Himself, my Father and my Source, created me. This, the determination not to be asleep in dreams of death, while truth remains forever living in the joy of love. And this the choice to recognize the true self whom God created as the Son He loves, and who remains my one identity. Father, Your name is love, and so is mine. Such is the truth. And can the truth be changed by merely giving it another name? The name of fear is simply a mistake. Let me not be afraid of truth today. Amen. I will not be afraid of love today. As I contemplate this lesson, I remember that yesterday I was shown the difference between awareness and observation. And awareness is the truth of what I am. I was created as awareness. Simply being aware of what comes into awareness, nothing else, nothing added. Observation adds on to what is in awareness. It's when I look at things with a filter, with an expectation of what they mean, or an expectation of making sense out of them by using a filter. And the observer, the one doing the observation, the one adding on to what is in awareness, is the ego mind. It's not the truth. So who is experiencing what the observer sees? It is only the observer, the ego, which isn't real. It's the insanity. This lesson, I will not be afraid of love today. As the awareness, as the truth of who I am, there isn't anything but love. Awareness is only an awareness of love. And when I fear love, or if I am afraid of love today, that is when I revert into the observer. It is only the observer who can experience anything other than love. And so he is saying in this lesson that it is a decision not to be insane. So it is my decision to slip into the observer out of awareness, or to remain as awareness. The truth of me never experiences anything in this world. Only the observer experiences, and only in having the world to experience in will fear be found. Fear only comes from the observer's filter. It's not real. It's insane. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to stay in the seat of truth, to be the awareness that I am, to be aware of only love in all that comes into awareness, Help me not to slip into the dream of the observer, where false experience leads me to fear, where false experiences are appearing real. They are not. Holy Spirit, I'm so grateful for your guidance and your companionship. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by watching the breath. We let go of all the experiences that we think we've ever had. We allow ourselves to remain in a place of awareness without observing, without thinking. Just simply being aware. Not trying to change anything or fix anything. If a thought comes up, we simply are aware of it. We don't try to observe it or engage it. And we practice sitting in awareness. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in accepting the love that we are, in being the awareness and not the observer. Namaste.